You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's with me in studio. And on the phone, we're pleased to welcome Dr. Patrick Withrow and Ellen Walsh. Welcome to Sounds Good.
Thanks for having us.
The purpose of our meeting like this today, Dr. Withrow and Ms. Ellen, is the town hall meeting next Monday at Baptist Health Heart Center Auditorium. It's entitled Not My Child, a Community Discussion About Underage Drinking. And yesterday, Ellen, you said that a third of 12th graders say that they, I assume this is in McCracken County, say they've been drunk in the last 30 days, according to one survey?
That's correct. And in fact, in 2012, 54% of 12th graders in McCracken County have drunk alcohol. Well, so it's more than one in two.
Gosh. So Dr. Withrow, what is the corpus of the event coming up Monday night?
I think the most important thing we can get across is awareness to parents, how they need to be engaged and pay attention to their child's behaviors or potential behaviors. You know, what crowd they're running with and what they might be doing, no matter what they say. I mean, this is an opportunity to hear from numerous experts in numerous fields on the matter to sort of get an idea of how you can protect your child or how you can better educate them and let them know, you know, what the appropriate behaviors are and what the consequences may be if not.
So who will be your panelists?
Well, we have Dr. John Brazel. He'll talk about the adolescent brain and alcohol. Samantha Powell is a prevention specialist who will give some statistics on McCracken County's problem. We have two law enforcement officers, Gretchen Morgan and Jason Riviera from the Sheriff's Department and Paducah Police. And then we have a youth member, Kennedy, who is going to talk about why she has chosen not to use alcohol. And then we have a recovering person that's going to give a little bit of her story on how it affected her life.
So my sense is that you two believe that parents are not talking to their kids about alcohol or drug abuse. Would that be accurate?
No, I think that's absolutely true. Parents do not talk effectively to their children about this, or they choose the wrong time to address it. They begin to talk to their child actually too late, or they say nothing, which is tacit approval of the abnormal behavior that their child is engaged in.
So model me an appropriate way to open a conversation if I'm talking to my child about this.
Well, really, it's just to sit them down and get a good time and just say, you know, I know that there are a lot of risks out there and that you might have some friends that drink alcohol, and you need to know that I don't think that's a good idea for you. You should never drink alcohol before you're 21 years old. And then you can go into the different reasons about why you feel like that. And at the town hall meeting, we're going to have a lot of resources for parents to help them have that conversation.
Ellen, why 21 and not 18?
Well, you know, the brain is not fully developed until we're late or early 20s. We used to think 15, 16, the brain was fully developed, but we have found through recent brain research that that's not the case. Sometimes I think maybe 21 is even a little bit too young to start drinking, because if your brain doesn't develop until you're 24 or 25, every time you use alcohol, you're potentially affecting your brain development.
I'd like to interject one thing at this point. You know, some studies and some counselors suggest that the age of first regular use, or should I say addiction to a substance, like if it's 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever, not just alcohol, any kind of substance, the brain is arrested at that age with its psychological development. So you can imagine, you know, the development and the psychological age of running around being 15 years old all the time just because you started to drink regularly at age 15. You know, and I think we all have seen some individuals that, you know, if you think back, that's probably the case with them.
it's sort of a stunning kind of a thought to have arrested psychological development because of substance abuse in your teens. What about this notion of parents allowing kids to drink at home with them, but not, you know, not out and about?
MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, did a recent study on that, and parents who told their children that drinking was unacceptable were 80% less likely to use alcohol. You know, if your parents think, well, I'm keeping my kids safe by taking their keys away and they're drinking at home, so I know what they're doing. Those kids are more likely to drink in other areas, too, and in other places, because they've gotten the message from their parents that it's okay for them to drink alcohol.
So do you both think that there, I mean, the statistics we opened this conversation with seem to be pretty pretty eye-opening. Is there, in fact, a huge problem with underage drinking in our region?
Sure, yeah, there is. You know, we'll be giving more of those statistics away or out the night of the town hall, but like I said, in 2012, for that 12-month period, 5% of sixth graders said they had drunk alcohol, 26% of eighth graders had already had alcohol, 48% of 10th graders, and 54% of 12th graders. I'd say that's quite a few kids already drinking at a very young age.
You know, I might say one thing at this point is alcohol is legal when utilized the way it's supposed to be utilized, so it's readily available, so kids can get it. But the point of the matter is alcohol is bad enough in and of itself, but the individuals who become addicted to alcohol typically are addicted to more than just alcohol. You know, we've all heard what the epidemic of heroin is around our country right now and in this area as well. So it's typically multiple drugs with, and I have seen studies that suggest that if a teenager, like 13 to 15, is carrying cigarettes around with him all the time, he has a high risk of developing alcoholism, and that's likely to be followed by multiple other drugs. So, I mean, the door could be wide open with this, and that's why patient engagement and education is so important with this. I mean, we're talking about alcohol because it's so readily available and the most common thing. But I tell you what, I mean, there's just no telling what you're going to see if someone starts to smoke as an early teen, then they start to drink, and then Katie bar the door.
Well, listen, this this town hall meeting coming up Monday is at Baptist Health Heart Center Auditorium. Is there an easy way to say how to get there? It's going to be from 7 to 8, and I assume everybody who's interested is welcome. What's the easiest way to get there?
Well, most people know where Tillman High School is. The Heart Center is on Kentucky Avenue, right across the street from Tillman, and there's plenty of parking right there. So you can park off of Kentucky Avenue right across from Tillman High School, and the Heart Center Auditorium is on the second floor, and I would strongly encourage parents to attend.
Well, I do understand as well, Ellen, that there will be town hall meetings in other locations this through this spring and summer?
That's correct. On May 19th, Graves County is going to have a town hall meeting at the High School Performing Arts Center, and Fulton County will be having a town hall meeting at the Pontock Building in Fulton City. We also are in discussions with Marshall County and Callaway County about also doing town hall meetings over the next few months.
And what is the umbrella organization that the town hall meetings are growing out of?
It's called SAMHSA. It's the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Association. It's a federal agency, and they have provided $500 stipends to help communities put on these town hall meetings to cover the costs.
Well, I thank you, too, for being available today, and I would ask if there are parting remarks you'd like to make about this event coming up Monday.
We think it is very important, but also we think WKMS is very important for this public service announcement and your willingness to help us educate and disseminate the word.
That's right. Thank you, Kate.
Well, Dr. Withrow and Ellen Walsh of Four Rivers Behavioral Health, thank you very much.